Thank God again that we can be here for our second day of our spiritual convocation.
再次的感谢神，我们今天进入第二天的灵会。
May the Lord continue to give us His spiritual nourishment.
愿神继续给我们属灵的滋润。
So that we can continue to grow in our faith in our service.
让我们可以继续的在我们的信心还有服事中成长。
Now we're going to continue to study the book of Isaiah together.
我们继续要一起查考以赛亚书。
Starting yesterday, we began to study four passages in the book of Isaiah.
从昨天开始，我们就开始查考以赛亚书其中的四个段落。
We mentioned how even though Isaiah has a lot of prophecies about Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
虽然以赛亚书当中有非常多的关于主耶稣的预言。
But four of them especially speak about Jesus Christ as a servant.
但其中的四处有特别记载了主耶稣他身为仆人的身份。
So yesterday in chapter 42, we saw this first passage.
昨天在第一个段落就是在以赛亚书的四十二章。
Especially talks aboutGod choosing this servant.
特别讲到主耶神拣选了这个仆人。
And how what kind of purpose and mission he's going to accomplish.
还有他被拣选的目的和
the content, right?
他的被拣选的内容。
Right. And then also the attitude in which he will serve.
还有他应该要服侍的态度。
Right. And then yesterday we talked about chapter 49 as well.
我们昨天也提到了以赛亚书的四十九章。
We especially emphasized how this now is coming from the servant's point of view.
这个段落是以仆人的身份去讲述。
And we can see a lot of the same language as chapter 42.
我们可以看到跟四十九章跟四十二章有同样的语言。
And you can see how he really embraced his mission, and he's talking about his recognition and awareness of what he has to do.
他对于他自己的身份有自我的认知。
Okay. So hopefully, as we continue to study these passages, we can continue to appreciate what Jesus did for us.
借着查考这些的段落，我们可以知道主耶稣他的使命。
And then let's also learn from his example so that we can improve how we serve the Lord.
而且从他学习榜样，让我们知道要怎么样去服事。
So this morning we want to study the third so-called servant song.
那今天早上我们要学习的是第三首的仆人之歌。
This is in Isaiah chapter 50.
这记载在以赛亚书的五十章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 50, verse 1.
我们来看以赛亚书五十章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 1.
以赛亚书五十章第一节。
Thus says the Lord, where is the certificate of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? For your iniquities you have sold yourselves. For your transgressions your mother has been put away. Right, please read.
第一节，主神如此说，我休你们的母亲，休书在哪里呢？我将你们卖给我哪一个债主呢？你们被卖是因你们的罪孽，你们的母亲被休是因你们的过犯。
In these beginning verses, we could see that the Lord God, he is speaking to the Israelites.
在这个的开头，可以看到主神他在跟以色列人讲话。
And he's basically trying to let them know that he's not the one that abandoned them.
他试着要告诉以色列人说，不是他，主神去抛弃他们。
Right, he's not the one who initiated the divorce with them.
不是神去发起这一个离婚。
It's not him who.Initiated to sell them to creditors.
不是他去发起说要把他们卖给债主。
Right, but it's the Israelites themselves, because of all their iniquities, they did this to themselves.
而是因为他们所做的一切的不义。
So, their current that situation they were in, that they were often very desperate in the hands of their enemies, it's because of their own doings.
这些他们凄惨的遭遇，还有他们被敌人所做的事情，都是因为他们自己咎由自取。
Right. So, it's not because of God that they're in their situation.
不是因为神的关系，所以他们才陷入这个凄惨的遭遇当中。
And then, if we also go to verse 2,
我们继续看第二节。
We can see that it's not because God is not powerful.
不是因为神没有能力。
It's because every time God tried to reach out, no one answered him.
而是神每次想要试着帮助他们的时候，没有人回答。
Right, so God actually has been reaching out to the Israelites, but the Israelites were not responding.
其实神一直都有跟以色列人想要试着帮他们，但是以色列人他们不回答。
Right, God's power is not diminished.
神的能力并没有缩短。
Right, but it's because the Israelites have rejected God.
而是因为以色列人他们拒绝神。
Right, so with these opening verses, we can see the situation and the relationship between God and the Israelites.
所以这个开头我们可以知道，神他跟以色列人的关系是如何。
Right, but now when we go into verse 4,
我们现在到第四节。
This is in a way, truly entering into this song of the servant.
这个就是仆人之歌的正式的开头。
Right, and here we can see the servant is speaking again.
我们可以看到仆人在这个地方又开始讲话了。
When we go from the first few verses into verse 4, this contrast helps us to understand, wow, this servant is really so great.
我们可以从一刚开始的地方进到正式的仆人之歌的时候，可以看到如此鲜明的对比。
Right, because, you know, God, the Israelites, they have been so hard-hearted and stiff-necked against God.
因为以色列人对神如此的硬心。
But this servant is still willing to go and serve the Israelites.
但仆人还是愿意去服侍以色列人。
Even though the servant is going to go through a lot of difficulties.
虽然仆人知道他会遇到很多的艰难。
But he's willing to endure and go and finish his mission.
但是他愿意去忍耐，而且去试着完成这个任务。
And so as we continue this to go into this song, we can also see the reason why he can endure, he can finish his mission is because he has a very close relationship with the Lord God.
所以进到仆人之歌，我们可以知道为什么他可以这样子的去服侍，而是因为他和神的关系。
So when you read verses 4 through 9,
所以我们看到第四节到第九节，
you can notice there are four times that the Lord God, right, the Lord is mentioned.
我们可以看到有四个地方是主神的以主神为开头。
Right, let's read the first two. Right.
我们来看前两个。
Let's read chapter 50, verses 4 and 5.
我们来看五十章的第四节和第五节。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak, a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Verse 5.
第五节。
The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
第四节，主神赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。第五节，主神开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
Here, the servant speaks about the first two things that the Lord God has helped him, has done for him.
这边仆人他提到了前两件事情是神帮他教他做的。
The first is this Lord God, he gave him the tongue of the learned.
第一件就是主神赐他受教者的舌头。
Right, how did God give him that?
那神是怎么样去赐给他的？
It's because God, in a way, awakened him morning by morning.
而是神他每早晨去提醒，去使他清醒。
To open his ear too.
去开通他的耳朵。
So that he can hear as a learned.
所以他的耳朵可以被开通成为受教者。
Right? And then when God was opening his ear,
当神开通他的耳朵，
the servant was not rebellious at this teaching.
这个仆人他并没有违背主耶稣神的教导。
Right, he continued to receive all that instruction.
他继续的去聆听，还有接受这些教训。
So here the servant has a very close relationship with God.
所以我们可以看到仆人跟神有非常亲密的关系。
Right, he has prepared a heart to learn, to be trained.
他已经预备好了一个可以被训练的受教者的。
And therefore, if we keep going to verse 6,
我们继续看第六节。
Verse 6, I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting.
第六节，人打我的背，我任他打；人把我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。
Right, this is later prophesying what the Lord Jesus Christ would endure for the salvation of the world.
这个是在预言主耶稣之后，为了神的救恩的计划而去忍受的事。
Especially talking about when he was brought to trial.
特别在提到说他被捕了之后。
Right, as we know, Pontius Pilate had him scourged 40 times.
我们知道，比拉多，用派人用鞭子鞭打他好几次。
Right, and so the Lord Jesus, he just gave his back to them.
但主耶稣就是把他的背，任由他们打。
Right, he also gave his cheeks to those enemies too.
他甚至把腮颊交由他们。
And let them shame him and spit on him too.
让他们去辱他吐他。
How come he was able to endure such suffering and hardship?
为什么他可以去忍受这些痛苦的事情？
It goes back to verse 4 and 5.
我们就可以回到第四节和第五节。
He was willing to be trained in the beginning.
因为他一刚开始就愿意被训练。
He had that close relationship with God.
他和神有一个亲密的关系。
With a heart of humility, he knew what he was supposed to do.
因为他的谦卑的心态，所以他知道他应该要怎么做。
He knew his ear was open, and he could understand what the Lord God had for him, his mission.
因为他的耳朵愿意开通，所以他愿意顺服神。
Right. While he was still preaching, he could also edify a lot of people too.
当他还在宣道的时候，他可以让别人得到造就。
He could give that word in season to him who was weary.
他可以用调和的语言去开导对方。
But in the end, when he was put on trial and had to suffer,
但他最后被捕了之后，他需要受苦。
Right, he was also willing.
但他也是愿意的。
Right, because he had been trained.
因为他已经被训练了。
Right. So today, if we want to serve the Lord God, just like Jesus did.
如果我们今天也想要跟主耶稣一样去服侍神，
we also need to have that humble heart to receive the instruction of the Lord God.
我们必须要有谦卑的心去领受主耶稣的去领受神的教训。
Really, serving without that training from God, it's going to be a disaster.
如果没有经过神的训练而去服侍，就像一场灾难一样。
Because in the end, your service maybe will not be able to help people.
因为到最后，你的服事可能没有办法帮助到人。
Because you're not really receiving the message from God.
因为你没有听到神给你的讯息。
Right, and in the end, we probably may not be able to last in that service either.
所以到最后，说不定也没有办法撑到最后的服事。
Because the Lord God did not train us.
因为主神他没有训练我们。
So today, as we are participating in various work,
所以当我们今天参与了不同的圣工，
whether it is in the church or also outside the church,
不管是在教会里面或是在教会外，
right, whether it is more formal or more informal,
不管是正式的或是非正式的，
whatever we do to serve God, we need to actually go through training.
不管我们要怎么去服侍神，我们都需要经过训练。
Right, we need to establish that close relationship with the Lord that we're serving.
我们需要跟这个我们要服侍的神建立一个亲密的关系。
So definitely, in church, of course, the church will provide training.
当然，教会会提供训练。
In those trainings, we also go through it with a humble heart.
那经过了在训练当中，我们必须要拥有一颗谦卑的心。
But then sometimes too, God will train us outside of the church too.
那当然，有时候神在教会以外的时候会训练我们。
It's just through life, you go through certain circumstances, and then you learn from God.
那在教会外的训练是透过神给我们的不同的处境去学习。
Let us learn from Jesus Christ to have that.Open ear, that non-rebellious heart.
我们需要从主耶稣学习，要有受教者开通的耳朵。
And that way, when one day we might have to go through that suffering,
那将来有一天我们必须，如果必须要承受这样子的痛苦。
That relationship is there.
那这个关系已经建立了。
Right, your training also is there.
我们的训练也已经到了。
Right, you know that God actually has allowed this to happen.
那我们知道神。允许这样的事情发生。
And then we will accomplish the mission even though it is difficult.
我们虽然任务非常的困难，我们还是可以去完成它。
Right, let's continue to read Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7.
我们继续看以赛亚书的50章的第七节。
Isaiah 50 verse 7.
以赛亚书50章七节。
For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint.And I know that I will not be ashamed. Verse 8.
第八节。
He is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Verse 9.
第九节。
Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Right? Please read.
第七节，主神帮助我，所以我不抱愧。我硬着脸面，好像坚实。我也知道我必不至蒙羞。第八节，称我为义的与我相近。谁与我争论，可以与我一同站立？谁与我作对，可以就近我来？第九节，主神要帮助我，谁能定我有罪呢？他们都像衣服渐渐旧了，为蛀虫所咬。
In these three verses, we see two more times the servant mentions the Lord God.
在这个地方，又有两次，这个仆人提到了主神。
And you can see that the servant is so confident in the Lord God.
他的服事是在神里面是非常的有信心的。
Because he knows his relationship with God.
因为他知道他跟神已经建立好关系。
He says the Lord will help me.
他知道神一定会帮助他。
Right, the Lord surely will help me.
他必定会帮助他。
Right, and therefore.While he's going through the difficulties,
所以当他遭遇了这些困难,
he's not shaken.
他并没有动摇,
right? He knows who has his back.
他知道谁在后面帮他撑腰,
right? It is the Lord God who has called him.
是这个呼召他的主神,
right? So we know when Jesus Christ was going through those trials,
我们知道主耶稣他受到了非常多的痛苦,
in the end, he faced it with so much courage, with so much strength.
但是他拥有很多的勇气。
It's because he received that strength from God.
因为他从神得来的。
According to the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus was praying in Gethsemane,
当主耶稣他在克西马尼园里面祷告的时候，
the Bible says that the Lord sent angels to strengthen the Lord Jesus Christ.
神他去派遣天使去加添主耶稣的心力。
Right. The angel strengthened him, and he continued to pray.
那当天使加添他心力的时候，主耶稣继续的祷告。
By the end of his prayers, he was so full of strength and confidence.
那在祷告的到了最后的时候，他非常的有信心还有力量。
So when Judas and the other soldiers and Jews they came.
所以当犹大还有其他的士兵来的时候，
And they were asking, we're looking for Jesus.
他们要找主耶稣。
Then Jesus said, I am he, right? I am he.
主耶稣说，我就是这个人。
Right? And the people fell backwards.
那他们全部都往后退。
Right? Because you can see that strength and confidence that Jesus Christ had by that time.
我们可以看到主耶稣他那个时候是非常有力量还有信心的。
Right, because he received strength from the Lord God.
因为他从神得来这个力量。
Today, when we serve the Lord, it's not always going to be easy.
那我们今天对神的服事并不是总是那么简单。
Right, even though our mission is going to be very different from Jesus' mission.
当然我们的使命跟主耶稣那时候的使命不一样。
Yeah, and we probably will not go through death or this type of physical suffering.
我们可能不会经过肉体的磨难还有死亡。
But I think many of us here who have served the Lord, sometimes there are those emotional challenges.
但是在座的各位一定通常都有体会到在服侍神的时候有心理上的挑战。
Sometimes it's because we might hear criticism.
有时候我们会听到别人的批评。
Sometimes it's because we put a lot of effort, but we don't see any results, and there's a frustration that's growing.
有时候我们已经非常努力地去做，但是没有得到该有的结果。
Right, but this is where we have to strengthen our relationship with the Lord God.
在这个时候，我们就必须要加强我们跟主神的关系。
Right, we went through training, but as we're going through the service, we have to continue to maintain that relationship.
那经过了训练，在这样子的情况下，我们要继续的跟主耶稣维持这个关系。
I know that God has called us to this work, so He will help us to finish this work.
神已经呼召我们做这个工作了，他一定会让我们去完成。
And as your relationship is really solid there, then we will not waver, right?
我们与神的关系非常坚固了之后，就不容易动摇。
Right, let's go to John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音的十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
Let's read verse 11.
看十一节。
Right, John chapter 17, verse 11.
约翰福音十七章十一节。
It says, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep."Through your name, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Verse 12.
十二节。
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture, might be fulfilled. Right? Here you can see the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ for his disciples.
这个是主耶稣那个时候为了门徒们所做的祷告。
Jesus knew that he was going to depart from them very quickly.
主耶稣知道他很快就要离开了门徒。
But he prayed to the Heavenly Father to keep them.
但是他求神可以帮助他们。
Right, and this is how the Lord prayed for his disciples.
这个是主耶稣他为门徒所做的祷告。
Right, and then so.When the Lord keeps and sustains, then none will be lost.
所以当神他去坚固支持我们的时候，没有任何事可以失落。
Only the son of perdition, Judas, was lost.
只有这个悖逆之子，灭亡之子犹大。
Why was he lost?
为什么他会失落呢？
Because he made that choice himself.
因为他自己做了一个决定。
For the others who are relying on God,And God will continue to sustain them and keep them.
当我们去依靠神的时候，神一定会支持我们。
Let's go to Jude verse 20.
我们看犹大书的二十节。
Jude verse 20.
犹大书的二十节。
Jude verse 20.
犹大书二十节。
Yeah. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, verse 21.
21节.
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Okay. Yeah, let's also jump to verse 24.
我们跳到24节.
Verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Right. Here also is talking about how weContinue to sustain ourselves to the end.
这里提到说我们要支撑到最后。
Which is we have to go to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们到最后会到主耶稣的脚前。
Right, we have to build ourselves in this faith.
我们必须要在我们要在造就自己，用信心。
We have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要在圣灵里祷告。
And continue to keep ourselves in God's love.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Right, be kept in the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的怜悯当中保守。
Right, that relationship with Jesus, with God, is the most essential.
所以我们跟神的关系是非常重要的。
If you are willing to draw near to him, he will draw near to you.
那我们如果愿意亲近神，神也会亲近我们。
And then he will keep us from stumbling, and he will present us perfect before God.
他会使我们保守我们不失脚，然后之后可以站在主的面前。
So we even though there might be that hardship in serving.
也许我们会有这些困难，还有失望。
But when your relationship with Jesus Christ is such like this.Right, then we will be kept to the end.
但是如果我们有与神建立好的关系，我们就可以到最后。
Right, so now we're going to pray together.
我们现在要一起祷告。
Pretty much all of us here, we are very important workers in the church.
那在座我们都是神非常重要的工人。
Right, let's learn from the example of Jesus Christ.
我们从神，从主耶稣的榜样去学习。
Right, let us deepen our relationship with God.
我们加深跟神，神的关系。
Always be willing to be trained.
总是要愿意可以被训练。
And then continue to rely on him as we may go through some hardship.
那当我们遇到困难的时候，要懂得去依靠他。
When we rely on him, he will sustain us to the very end.
当我们依靠他的时候，他会保守我们到最后。
Let's also continue to pray for the remainder of our convocation.
那我们也一起为接下来的剩下的灵恩布道会祷告。
That the church can be strengthened and that more people can come to believe in Jesus.
教会可以被建立，然后有更多人可以来信主。
Let's pray together. If you'd like to receive laying of hands, feel free to come to the front.
我们一起祷告。如果愿意接受按手的，请到前面来。
Let's pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。